Welcome, world. This is Chris Lights Outlider with Jeff Tuttle, and we're here with City 360 TV for another episode of Conspiracy Talk. We have a lot going on tonight. We're going to talk quite a bit about false flag terror and what that has meant in the past and what it could mean in the future. So we'll be back in a few minutes to talk about some of that stuff. Okay, we're back here with City 360 TV. I got bad. Okay, here we are back, and we are here to talk about some false flag terror. Jeff, what can you tell me? What is a false flag terror?
I guess my definition would be a false flag is maybe the government or certain groups of the government doing some sort of terrorist act, some sort of bombing possibly, and then blaming it on another group or making it look like another group had did it.
Now, why would they do this? What would the point of them bombing something of their own and then making it look like somebody else did that?
To pass maybe their certain agenda, something that they feel like they need to get done for themselves or...
Well, yeah, and the funny thing when you start talking about that is, you know, a majority of the people would think that is insane. That would never happen. You know, they think, you know, truth, justice, the American way, our government or any government, not just ours, people in other governments, they wouldn't do that to their own people. But right. I mean, is that simplistic way of thinking?
Yeah, and like, you know, I talk to my mom sometimes and she'll say, well, I would never do that or I don't understand that. And I try and emphasize to her that just because you are the average decent person wouldn't do something like that doesn't mean that there aren't groups of people who would. And
sure.
We all know that, you know, psychopaths are all over the place. So
yeah, a lot of them like running governments and stuff.
Exactly.
So, well, the funny thing is we were talking about this. I looked a few things up. I found over 53 things that they have documentation that it's been admitted that this was a false flag here. Now, there's several more that... there's a theory about it and what they call a conspiracy theory now, but the funny thing is all these things were conspiracy theories before, these 53 that have been proven to be true.
Uh-huh. Right. And you can, if you want to, you can read off a couple examples, and maybe we could see where these examples, if there was an ulterior motive to them.
Now, just to show that they're not all, I'm not trying to blame any one government. The first one I saw was in 1913 in Japan. They had small explosions on train tracks, and what they do, they blamed it on China. Not too long after that, they invade China. They had to have a reason to go into China. You can't just be the aggressor and attack, so they set up these things and said China did it.
Okay, yeah. You know, and this can't be proven, but there are a lot of people who say, too, that our government allowed Pearl Harbor to happen, so it would draw us into and get the public's support for the war.
Well, yeah.
And that... I mean, that would be classified as a false flag.
Well, absolutely. And if you see lots of time, one thing they always say is one of the biggest money makers for a country is war.
Exactly.
So there's reason why they would.
And lots of times, like you were saying, that there is no justification for the war, but for them to push their agenda or get what they want, then that's why they do what they do.
The American people were pretty adamant about wanting to stay out of World War II. There was nothing for us to gain by that. Nobody was bothering us. That was a European problem, so we stayed out of it until that happened.
Exactly, and by attacking our servicemen and killing a bunch of them, that's all they needed to get into
now,
it.
Now, the problem is, like you're saying, that is, once again, is a conspiracy theory at
Correct.
This point.
Yes.
One thing I did think interesting, I was looking at the Nuremberg trials, which was dealing with a lot of World War II, and had some of the SS Nazi admitting they faked attacks on them. Well, they did attacks on themselves, and they blamed it on the Polish people.
Yes.
So they could attack Poland. They could invade Poland.
Is that the same one where they burnt...
They burned their own... Basically, it was their parliament building.
Yeah, exactly.
And Hitler immediately blamed them, and they went and attacked. It came to find out later that was done by the Germans themselves.
Absolutely.
And so, once again, a reason to go to war is what they needed, and they got it.
And honestly, as you go down these and we talk about and look at them, typically that's what seems to be the end result that people want to do is go to war. Because as we've talked in the past, war makes... certain people a lot of money.
Exactly, the powers that be. Another one, once again, not just sticking with that, was Japan. We also had Germany. Now on to Russia. They bombed the village of Manila Village, which is in the Soviet Union was close to Finland, and they blamed it on Finland.
Uh-huh.
And then they were able to invade, which it didn't go their way, really, because
right.
the Finns were able to hold them off throughout World War II. This happened in 1939. They once again,
now,
they needed a reason.
Is that when the... That sniper held them all off?
Yeah,
is that part of it?
Yeah. I believe so. What was the guy's name?
You know, I don't remember. I always forget his name. But
there was a sniper. He killed, what, like 700?
Like 700 confirmed kills. And it's really interesting if anybody ever wants to look that up and do some research on it.
Amazing.
But it's an interesting story.
Yeah. Another thing I found, the British, they admitted between 1946 and 1948, they bombed five ships carrying Jewish refugees over to Israel. Just different. There's other things that they did. I think they blame that on Islamic groups or Palestinian groups.
Yeah.
Didn't really even find out exactly right. why, but it's just kind of amazing that is admitted that they have bombed five boats.
Absolutely. And, you know, we could jump to a more current time. We talked a little bit last time about 9/11, and there's a lot of people believe that 9/11 was one of the ultimate false flags.
Yeah.
And by destroying the buildings and blaming it on, you know, the terrorists or whoever they blamed
sure.
it on, it's all kind of become a blur. Then that gave the green light to go into Iraq and do what they needed to do.
Sure. Another thing we've hit several different countries right here. Iran, the CIA hired Iranians to bomb their own buildings, and then that was blamed on the communists. That was done so the Iran would not go towards the communist way and would favor more of the United States, I believe.
Yeah, it's possibly. And then, once again, I mean, pretty much the result of all these is war.
Yeah. Now, I've talked about a couple other countries right here. Now, a couple of things I've seen. In the U.S. in 1961, the Joint Chief of Staff had discussed blowing up the consulate in the Dominican Republic so they could invade that country.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wasn't actually carried out, but it's documented that was discussed.
Right.
So if you're talking about it, it's not out of the realm that has happened.
Yes.
Another thing that I thought was a very good one, something, Operation Northwood. And this was 1962. The plan was, and this is documented as well, to blow up U.S. planes and blame it on Cuba.
Right.
That was Peter Jennings over this on right. ABC World News Tonight at one point.
And that's... That's when they were actually wanting to nuke Cuba, am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to attack Cuba, but they had to have justification.
Right.
So that was going to be the justification.
And
they're blowing up our planes.
Kennedy put a stop to that?
I believe so, yeah.
You know,
he was very level-headed, and at one point I remember, you know, they had him the go-ahead to launch a nuclear attack with Russia, and
you know,
he would not do
it.
You
and I have talked about this before, but Kennedy, you know, he's known as a womanizer and a lot of stuff, but honestly, I think he was for the people. I think he wanted to do what was best for the people, and he made a lot of enemies because of a lot of the stuff he wanted to do.
Yeah, so I always feel like that might be the first thing they do when there's a new president. They took him in. There's a TV there and a remote control, and they hit play, and it's just showing John F. Kennedy get shot.
Yeah, exactly.
You get it? You understand?
Right. He wanted to pull him out of Vietnam. He
yeah.
wanted to go back to the gold standard.
Sure. There's a lot of things.
So there was a lot of things he wanted to do for the people. And,
sure.
I don't think they liked it.
Yeah. Now, we've also, when we went up the Gulf of Tonkin, how that was, you know, false flags. We all came to find out we were never attacked there by Vietnam.
Right.
Vietnam. That was on our own. So we've already went over that. One thing I found pretty interesting, though, much closer to home, 2001, after September 11th, there had some anthrax scare, and they found out that was done by some U.S. scientists.
Mm-hmm.
But people who found that out were told this needs to be blamed on Al-Qaeda. And
yep.
so that was done. They blamed it on
right.
Al-Qaeda. Came to find out later, and that had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. They didn't have the resources, but it helped some. Okay, well, let's take a break now, and we're going to come back and get into some other aspects of this. But we've established that this has happened in the past. We'll be back in a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and we're back here. So, like I said a minute ago, we just established that this has happened in the past.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
You ever read the book 1984?
Yeah, of course.
George
Orwell, is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Orwellian.
They had, remember, that's where the term Big Brother comes from.
Sure.
And they had a group, I can't remember the name of it was, they had like three countries.
Three big countries, and they
right.
would constantly have little fights. But they were sanctioned fights just to keep
right.
the people from...
And it was Big yeah. Brother was the one. They were controlling everything. So they were the ones who were controlling all the carnage and the war and making people think that there was this constant war going on. When in
sure.
reality, it was not. It was one group of people who was
sure.
doing it all. And,
sure.
And a lot of that stuff kind of, I don't know. I don't know if it's prophetic, but it seems like a lot of the stuff plays into what's happening today.
Sure.
Now, it seems here that a lot of the things we've been talking about here are like you said, they're false flags, but they have an agenda. They're doing it because they have a specific reason they want to change things. Now, one of the things we want to talk about here is one of our theories with a lot of these different shootings you have. You have so many mass shootings happening now.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me, everybody blaming guns and whatnot. And my thought is, you know, there have been guns in this country for at least 200, you know, plus years, the whole time
right.
this country's been in several guns. Why is it all of a sudden that there's a lot of mass shootings happening? You can have a lot of arguments whether it's, you know, psychological problems people are having. It can't be an increased number of guns. That's not
right.
it, obviously. So it's right. got to be another factor. But there has been a theory that we've talked about on to what is the end goal if some of these could be false flags? Why would they want to do anything with guns and make a false flag? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, you talk about false flag in shootings, but it seems like there are only select shootings. Like, we know for a fact in Chicago, dozens and dozens of people are shot every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may not be 10 in one shot, but it's never ending up there, and you never hear a word about that. Now, someone walks into a church and shoots four or five people, then they want to put this all over the news. And we were talking about the false flags to begin with. I believe, and I think you do as well, that a lot of these shootings are false flags, and the reason being is they want to demonize guns and they want to take them away from the American people. And I think we got a few examples here, and this is where we get into the conspiracy talk.
Yeah, that's anytime, what we're here for, buddy.
There's only one reason to take away your guns.
What might that be?
The reason being is the government wants to control the people. And
mm-hmm.
I've got several examples here over the years. We got in Turkey in the early 1900s, the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, China under Mao, Guatemala, Uganda, Cambodia, Rwanda. All these countries, prior to killing with the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany, they were 20 million apiece.
Mm-hmm.
These people were killed. But gun confiscation was done beforehand.
Sure.
And they were made to register the guns. There was bans on guns. You had to get license to get guns. And I believe the reason is if they take away these guns, then the people have no way to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So it's being, you know, and America was kind of founded on the Wild West principle. You know, we were kind of this outlaw nation. It's, you know, we came over here, independent, rugged people. And guns have always been a huge part of our culture.
Sure.
And it's so ingrained in us that it's going to be difficult to take them away from the mass majority. But people, you know, when you go in and shoot up a church and, you know, it makes it look like the guns are the problem. When in reality, we know that it's not. A gun is a tool.
Sure.
Very simple. You can either do something good with it, or you can do something bad with it. It depends on the individual who picks it up.
Sure, you know, and I like a lot of the people. They're making posts about, hey, is it this spoon that's making people fat? You know, no, obviously
no.
not. It's the people's choices. But it's the same thing here. So it is pretty funny when you're giving me all these examples, you know, Uganda, Guatemala. It's like, well, you know, the first thing a lot of these people do, these tyrants, these Hitler-type people, when the first thing they try and do when they get in there, it seems like their first agenda is to disarm the people, so that they really can't do anything about it. I thought it was very interesting here that Ben Carson is under a lot of scrutiny right now because they're kind of taking what he said out of context, but they're saying basically the headline I saw: if the Jews had guns, the Holocaust wouldn't have happened.
And that could very well happen.
And he was basically, I saw what he actually said, like, if the people of Germany hadn't been disarmed first,
right,
would they have let everybody come into these houses and take everybody out?
No, they wouldn't.
Would that have happened? I don't think so.
You know, I've talked about this before. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the guy who wrote the Gulag Archipelago, which is he was thrown in one of Stalin's gulags. One of the famous quotes of him is that, if only when these soldiers had come in the middle of the night to take away people in the Soviet Union like they did by the thousands, if they would attack these guys with hammers, pokers, whatever they had. So if these guys who are going out in the middle of the night and abducting these people for whatever reason Stalin wanted it done, disappeared, were killed by these people, they would have thought twice before coming in and doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, look at some of these numbers. I'm looking at your sheet are pretty staggering. I mean, China, 10 million people killed. Cambodia to me. I mean, so when these tyrants get in here and they do this, there's really nothing people can do to stop
them. In the past 100 years, there've literally been over 90 million people, and that's I estimate, and based on I think that's a low estimate. 90 million people have been killed. The biggest death dealer are governments, and it's right here. That's the proof.
Yeah,
90 million people, and that's not counting probably wars. That's just counting people that were. Stalin killed 20 million of his own people because, for whatever reason, being an intellectual, for whatever skill, he thought they were threats. Yeah. Pol Pot did the same thing in Cambodia. 2 million got rid of them. Teachers, whatever, if anybody who could think for themselves.
Anybody who would not go along with what they were being told to do.
And, you know, it doesn't really matter if there's guns or not, because like in Rwanda, when 800,000 people were massacred, what were they massacred with? Machetes.
Yeah.
They cut them to pieces.
Sure.
So it's the intent behind the tool.
Okay. Man, that's just kind of some staggering numbers. And it's funny, once again, you know, I think Ben Carson really did have that right, but the way they're attacking him, the more these gun violent activities are showing, the more the media portrays it as being, you know, a problem of the gun. I think it's amazing. The way we are American, we've had it this way forever. And that's like you said, we're built on rugged individualism and, you know, everybody standing up for themselves and protecting what's right. And the gun is called the great equalizer for a reason. It was like, you know, women can be, it's equal to a man, as if he comes in an attack and she has a gun, she can equalize and take care of herself. They don't want that to be the case anymore, a lot of people. So it's amazing to me that a few things have happened here, and that's what's being done.
Well, even yourself, a professional fighter, there probably aren't many people you couldn't go toe-to-toe with, but you know if you're attacked by multiple people or a certain individual on drugs, you're not going to be able to handle them.
Well, you know what,
And once again, the gun, like you said, would be the equalizer.
Me being a trained guy, you give one person a gun, I'm running like a little kid. Ah, get away, you know, so.
Exactly.
Okay, well, so I think we've established different things, what have happened when they do take away guns. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and go over, you know, possibly things that we think that are being done right now to do what they can to take away the guns. Okay, we're back here with Conspiracy Talk, going over false flags. And what we were just talking about there was different ways or different after people have confiscated guns, what tends to happen. That's always the game plan, it seems like, when they want to control the masses. The first thing they got to do is take away the guns. There have been problems doing that in America. It's in our mindset. You know, people have had guns here forever. We have a lot of guns. We have the Second Amendment, which is a huge problem for people who want to take away the guns. So.
Right. They don't like it.
They hate the gun. So it seems like there's a lot of different things that have been done lately where I've seen there's a conspiracy theory that some of these mass shootings are related to trying to take away guns. What do you have for me there, Jeff?
Well, you know, one of the things, they always want to ban what they call assault weapons, okay, which are typically rifles, and usually it's an AR-15. But over 65% of the murders in the country are done with pistols, not rifles. And, you know, they want to... Because we constantly hear people like Dianne Feinstein out in California, when you hear her all the time on the Alex Jones, you know, they play the quote where she said, you know, if it was up to her, she's Mr. and Mrs. America, you'd turn them all in.
Sure.
You wouldn't have any guns. Here's the bottom line. There are already, I looked this up, give or take a few here, there are roughly 20,000 gun laws on the books in America. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's going to be made that's not already covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so to continuously try and establish more gun laws or whatever, it's not going to make a difference.
Well, I think, too, to be honest with you, I think that's kind of the intent. You know, you can have every gun law in the world, but, you know, the problem is criminals don't follow
gun
laws. So I think that's a lot. Next logical step, they're going to say, well, look, we've been on these gun laws. It's not helping. We're going to have to get rid of guns.
And we can get a couple of examples. Washington, D.C., Chicago, Miami, these are all... Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country.
And look how many shootings.
And how many shootings they have. Because, once again, if you have a brain, you're going to realize if the criminals are going to say the average Joe Blow is going to follow the law and he's not going to be armed.
Mm-hmm.
So the most of these guns that are being committed, or crimes that are being committed with these guns, are not walking into your local gun store and legally buying these. They're being bought on the street illegally.
Sure.
So, once again... You take away the average person's guns, the criminals are still going to have the guns, and they're not going to be able to defend themselves.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. So like, and we've talked about it, I know in Mexico, guns have been illegal for over 100 years.
Yeah, and
you think that's a safe place to be? When I go down to Mexico,
one of the most
dangerous
places on the planet.
Exactly. I mean, so the criminals tend to have lots of guns, and do any of the law-abiding citizens have
guns?
Here's
a statistic that they don't give either. I looked this up, and this is a rough estimate because you get different sources giving you different. There are roughly 30,000 gun-related deaths a year in the United States, okay? Well, 20,000 of those are suicides.
Okay.
And roughly 10,000 are homicides. And the majority of the homicides are drug and gang-related.
Yeah.
So the average man and woman in the United States is not going out and committing crimes with these
guns.
Well,
no, it's like, what are the odds? I mean, I know where I'm a fireman, as are you in Indianapolis, and how often do I hear of an innocent bystander being shot and killed with a gun? It's a rarity.
It does happen.
And most of the time I hear it's like it's in the areas where I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm sure that guy was probably not an innocent victim,
no.
You know? So
and here's what...
My point is just not that it's okay if everybody those people are getting killed. That's not my point. My point is it's not some wild, wild west scenario where there's gun bullets flying by my house every couple of days. I never hear gunshots.
You and I both know as firemen, and I'll look this up too. What do you think the average response police response time is in this country? This is the average.
5 minutes?
10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
A lot of things can happen in 10 minutes. You and I both know, as firemen, we go in shootings. If someone's shot, we're there.
Yeah.
We go. And now, am I correct in saying that there are many times we get there before the police, correct?
Absolutely.
And so, if we're able to get there before the police, that means some time has passed. So... you cannot wait for the police to come defend you. The police are coming after the fact.
Yeah.
So if you call the police, there is either a crime being committed or has been committed.
Yeah, so you are going to have to protect yourself somehow. Now, if you don't have a gun, I don't know what to tell you. You better be fast moving.
Said,
the Matrix, just dodging bullets.
The actual amount of homicides are down. In the country as a whole. Now, certain areas, they're still high in the crime.
Sure.
But suicides have risen by guns.
Sure.
So...
well, okay. So they use those numbers a lot. So
right.
That, once again, let's talk a little bit more about some of these situations. What are some possible false flag scenarios? Because, you know, I've listened to... now, you can't even call all these false flags, but maybe even like with the Colorado movie theater shooting.
Right.
There's been a lot of talk about something called MK Ultra, which is mind control. A lot of these guys who have been labeled the shooter for some of these mass shootings have had psychological problems, and they have had therapy done with a certain group that they think might have had something to do with MK Ultra, which is a mind controlling thing where they might be given a trigger and it's going to force him to go do a mass shooting. What can you tell me about that?
Well, you know, once again, with this, it's kind of speculation, but the consensus seems to be that a lot of these shooters, you know, a lot of them, when they're done doing what they do, they kill themselves.
Yep.
Which I've always found strange.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you use the Colorado shooting as an example. A guy walks into the theater and shot, what, roughly 70 people?
Yep.
Killed, I don't know, what, 15 maybe, but shot a lot. And then he goes out and sits on the park bench and waits for the police to come arrest him. Basically what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he put up no fight whatsoever.
Yeah.
So to me, a guy who's went in and just tried to murder 70 people, you wouldn't think he's just going to let the police come in and take him into custody but with no fight.
Well,
that's just one example.
Well, another one I can think of, you know, Sirhan, he shot Robert Kennedy. And afterwards, he has no recollection of what happened.
Right. Yes.
There's a lot of talk about him being a project of MK Ultra. So, and this is something that happened to the 50s through the 70s, where they would give them drugs and other torture and different things to make them basically a weapon of the CIA.
Right. And once again, this could be the false flag, because when you do that to, you know, when they kill, you know, multiple people with a gun, then that's going to pass their agenda of wanting to get rid of the guns, because the guns are the evil thing, right?
Yeah.
Because you get rid of the guns, there'll be any murders.
I thought
UK, I looked this up too. They talk about us being, the UK is the most violent country. Did you know that?
Well, I did know that they don't have shootings, but you know, you get knife attacks are really bad. People getting beat with hands. I don't know, there's a lot of different violent attacks.
Four times. It's over 2,000 violent crimes per 100,000 people in the UK, compared to us, which is 466.
Wow.
But like you said, they don't have guns, but they're using knives or clubs or whatever they can get their hands on.
I thought it was weird when I went there. There's these signs talking about stop knife attacks. So it was like stop the gun violence. I'm thinking stop the knife violence. I was like, what are they talking about? I've never seen anything like it.
You know,
I think more people there are being attacked than here.
Their theory doesn't work because an automobile, you know, there's 20,000 drunk driving deaths a year. Why do we not take cars away then? That's the same theory that they have because it's not a real object. It's going to do whatever the person guides it to do.
Well, I saw a video the other day that showed this guy, and he was in Israel, and he rammed a bunch of people with a car. He got out and started hitting a guy with like a meat cleaver and killing him. So I'm thinking, okay, let's say you do take away guns. People are going to use cars. They're going to use knives. Right. They're going to use something. I remember in China, someone said there's no mass stabbings. It happened in China when I was over there. Several people, I think 30 people got stabbed with a knife. So there's ways around this. The gun is not necessarily the problem. It is a good way of controlling the masses, though.
Correct.
Okay, we're going to take one more break here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more specifics about a couple more possible examples of some false flags. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, and we're back here. I thought one thing you talked about earlier that made me think about it, you talked about
I'm going to go back to something real quick you watched that video the other day of the guy, where was that, Israel? Where he's attacked
it was in Israel.
Guy gets out and runs his car into a group of people and gets out and starts hacking him with a meat cleaver. How'd they put the guy down?
Oh, a guy ran up with a gun and shot and put him down right
away. Put him down right away.
Yeah. And if there was no people with guns walking around, he probably hacks up another 10 people.
If someone is coming at you with a knife or something like that, you will have to have a high degree of skill to stop someone like that and not be injured. It's just not, and like you mentioned China, I've been reading a lot that there's been a lot of workers and stuff revolting over there in China, and they're fighting and killing each other with knives and spears. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what else, no matter what, like you said, even if you're a very skilled fighter, very good at taking care of yourself. If somebody comes up with a knife, even if you win, you're going to be messed up. I mean, that'd be a horrible way to have to fight somebody. I would rather,
dangerous.
Like the one guy ran up with his gun and put him down right away.
Yeah. When you study, there's gunfighting tactics and stuff where you actually learn how to fight a gun. There's something called the 21-foot rule. That is, a man with a knife can close that 21-foot gap before the person has ability to draw their gun and fire.
And
if that's a police officer, I mean, so a knife can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
And even if you do carry a gun, it's not guaranteed that you're going to be able to defend yourself successfully.
It takes training.
Absolutely.
Now, back to something you talked about earlier about there, a big problem with assault weapons and rifles and different things like that. I thought it was very telling and interesting when the Sandy Hook shootings happened. I know the coroner at one point, a lot of people said he did all this with an assault rifle. All these people were killed with assault rifles. Come to find out later, that was in the trunk of his car.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that guy was adamant about the fact that this happened with this assault rifle. To find out, it was all handguns.
Yeah.
How would this coroner stand there doing a press conference, make that determination it was assault rifle, and come to find out 100% wrong? Doesn't it seem a little bit like maybe he was kind of coached or told to say it was the assault rifle's fault?
Yeah.
I mean, and once again, this is another area where, you know, I remember at first I thought, what a horrible tragedy, and I still think it's bad. But then I've seen a lot of different evidence that think a lot of people think that was a false flag. Several actors were there who allegedly kids got killed. It shows them laughing and making jokes, and then immediately when the camera turns on, starts crying and saying his daughter was killed. Something definitely seems wrong about that whole thing to me.
Okay. I haven't researched that, but I've heard about it a lot, and I agree with what you said. There's all kinds of loopholes in that story. But to me, the bottom line is, if you have a gun, you have a better chance of defending yourself. And that's, you know, they talked recently about training teachers, arming teachers, certain teachers train them to be able to defend the kids. And you say that and people think you're insane, but right there, that could prevent a tragedy like that.
Sure.
That's one reason, you know, if you get someone who's trained and is responsible, then they've got a chance to defend those kids.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. Well, I think the main point of everything we're talking about right here is you got to look a little deeper a lot of times. Don't believe everything you see on your mainstream media. You kind of question what's going on, why it's going on, and what their intent is. And if somebody's trying to take away your weapons, there's a reason for it. And what is that?
You know, some good advice would be shut your television off, and maybe listen to some alternative media and do research on your own to make your own opinion, because you're not going to hear the truth on the Six Spot.
All right, that's all we got for now. This is Chris and Jeff signing out. Have a good one, guys.
Take care.